Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha, ha. The Video Game Review. Yeah. The Video Game Review. What, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. What, what, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now.
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you so much. It is the Video Game Review. Thank you to myself going through a voice box for announcing that. Rick Tittle with you, downtown San Francisco, home of the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. We talk sports 24 hours a day. That's a lie. 23 hours a day this day, 24 hours every other day, because this is the 1 hour we do the Video Game Review. I've been doing this show some 15 years. Every night, this night, during the week, where I am, it's Sunday. You might be, if you're in New York City, or Boston, Epoch-to-Con, Havajan, it's already just past midnight. If you're in London, where I'm a massive star, it is, what is it? It's 5 a.m. and then 6 a.m. on the continent, wherever it is. It's always time to talk video games in the Video Game Review. And I'll give away a brand new game in about a half hour at 40 after, as I always do. I'll tell you what I'm playing. What are you playing? This is a collaborative effort, and you're my unpaid correspondents. Come on in on the toll-free line and tell me what's good, bad, ugly, what's worth your time, underhyped, overhyped. 1-800-878-PLAY is the number to call. 1-800-878-7529. That'll get you in and get you heard. And just seriously, what's working for you? Are you in a relationship with a game? You play it nonstop? Are you a free agent? Are you looking around? Let's talk about it. Neophytes to hardcore gamers and everywhere in between. You can also listen to us on the great SB Nation radio network and through their website, SBNationLive.com, and the Dan Patrick channel on Sirius XM. Great to be on the... I got to meet Dan Patrick, was it 2001, I think it was, at NAB. A tall drink of water he is. Anyway, great to be on the Dan Patrick channel on Sirius XM. Also, the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app, Twitch. Yes, Twitch.tv. Twitch is, their headquarters is two blocks from here. They set me up with the equipment, search for Sports Byline USA, and there I am talking into a mic. Your favorite. Also, if you want to send me a tweet, it's at Rick Tittle. SportsByline.com is how we stream through, and if you want to win the game or ask for a cheat code at the end of the game, that's Rick@SportsByline.com. Come on back. Let's do it on the Video Game Review.
Football and basketball seasons are in full swing. So get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, BetOnline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit to start betting college or professional sports. Every spread, every total, every winner or loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. You can even bet on wild proposition bets, like who will be the first head coach to get fired or who will win the NBA MVP. Get the fastest to market odds, updates, and payouts with our new sportsbook partners, betonline.ag. Head over to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use promo code COACH55. That's COACH55 to receive your 50% welcome bonus. betonline.ag. Your online sportsbook experts.
The chilly weather is here and the holidays are just around the corner. And as the days get shorter, it may feel like you have no time to finish those lingering home projects on your to-do list. Luckily, Home Advisor can give you a hand so you can sit back and enjoy the holiday cheer. From minor repairs to major remodels, Home Advisor will connect you with top-rated pros in your area who can help with any home project, from painting and plumbing to furnace repair and even hanging up those holiday lights. The pros have been reviewed by your neighbors so you can see what others thought of their work. And if you're not sure how much your project should cost, get multiple quotes from pros and use Home Advisor's project cost guide to see what others paid for similar projects. And to top it all off, you can book appointments online. No more phone tag. Home Advisor makes it beyond easy. So get your projects done now before the holiday rush. And to find the right pro at a fair price, just ask Home Advisor. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free award-winning Home Advisor app today.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on consumeraffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-371-9608. That's 1-800-371-9608. Call 1-800-371-9608. Call now.
The Video Game Review.
And I am back on the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you. Sports Byline, AFN, Dan Patrick Channel, SB Nation, Stitcher, Twitch. You got it. Tune in. It's all here for you. 1-800-878-PLAY. Sometimes I have guests on who make the games. Today is all about y'alls and your calls. So get in the queue. We'll talk to you at 800-878-PLAY, 800-878-7529, or just text me on my home line. It's 510-20-93. Once again, 513. Just send those in, and we'll be quite happy to take your text. Fallout first. This came out a little while ago. I haven't talked about it yet. Now, here's the thing. I love Fallout. I love Fallout 3. I love Fallout 4. And then Fallout 76 came out. And I didn't like it at first because I got killed a couple times because I'm playing. And those aren't NPCs. Those are other dudes. Or girls. Men, women, whatever. Gender, fluid, non-binary. I don't know. But I'm playing against humans. And some of them are stronger than me and they're killing me. And I didn't like it. And I put it away for a while. And then I got it out and I kind of playing more and more and more. And then I got a little more frustrated with it. And then new games came out. A lot of new games have come out. And I haven't played it yet. But I'm contemplating you, my dear listener, to at least give a month of Fallout first a chance. If you don't know what that is, it is a subscription service. $12.99 a month for PC, PS4, and Xbox One. It renews every month, can be canceled anytime, or just sign up for a year. And that would be $8.33 a month. But you got to give them $99.99. You got to give them $100 straight up for a game that you've probably already forked out $60 odd something dollars. Am I right, people? What do you get for it? Well, you get a private Fallout world. A private world, and if there are any other people in it, you have to give them permission to come. And there are up to 7. So you can have 8 people, all of whom who you know, that are in there with you. I don't know anybody else who plays Fallout on the PS4. So I would be in there by myself. Do you know what that's like? Every other Fallout game ever. So I'd be paying $12.99 a month, unless I signed up for a year, to basically get what I wanted in the first place. And that is to play a great Fallout game with a great environment and great graphics and weapons and stories, just like anything else. That's what I wanted. Or as we say in Richmond, California, that's what I had wanted. What else do you get? You get a scrap box, which has unlimited storage. Do you know what else had that? Wait for it. Yes, of course. Right. Every other Fallout game had that. They even had it in Skyrim, which is another Bethesda game. I had Dragon Bones up the kazoo, and I was putting in, literally in my nightstand, a little IKEA drawer that I would slide open, and I'd put thousands and thousands of points of weight in it. So you finally get unlimited storage. You get something called a survival tent, a new placeable fast travel point with a stash, sleeping bag, and more for your basic needs. Okay. And I can tell you, I can't travel when I'm over encumbered. At least I can't fast travel. Which, by the way, costs atoms anyway. But if I have unlimited storage, then I should be all right. By the way, they give you 1,650 atoms per month to use in the atomic shop. That's not very much, to tell you the truth. And then you get a Ranger armor outfit. It's an iconic Fallout outfit exclusively for members. And then you get member-exclusive emotes and icons as well in a pack to basically play the game you want. And you want it all the time. And the questions are, the default rule set for the game, the rules, including rewards, drop rates, it's the same as adventure mode in the regular world. And you can't change it. How about that? All character progress you and your friends make, including your camp placement, is saved as the world shuts down, just like the regular world. Private worlds are not persistent, and once shut down, will need to be started by the owner again. So you other 7 peeps, you got to wait till a homeboy who has the world gets back on. And so when the owner leaves that world and says, I'm done with it, they do offer, if one of the guests is still there, they will be notified before removing them. It's a bit precarious. Now, here's the other thing. You can still, maybe you thought somebody was your friend. Turns out they're not. You can report players on a social media submit form to Bethesda. You can block or unfriend anyone in your private world. You can even block a player just for a session. Now, here is the big question. Can I mod my private world? And the answer is no. You can't. Not yet. No Gary's mod just yet. So, some other couple questions here. What happens to the atomic shop while I am on a private world? Well, you get it. It's still the same thing. Remember, they're giving you coins. You're actually buying them. So, if you want your membership benefits to change over time, they say, well, we're always considering new ideas that may benefit the users. And then the last question in the Q&A is, how do I place the survival tent? And it just can be deployed from the favorites wheel, just like your weapons. And you just press up on the D-pad, control, or F key on the PC and place it with the Y button on the Xbox and triangle button on the PS4, T key on the PC. And it just follows the same rules of your camp, and it must be in a valid location. So not sticking over a bridge or on a probably it. Whenever there's already a place like a base or something, whenever you already have that, then you're not going to be able to place it there. So in a way, this is very cool because it's the game that we always wanted. I just think that if they were cool, I'll get to what is cool in the next segment, but if they were cool, they would just already let you do it. You know what I mean? It's like, so you're telling me I can't play right now unless I pay the game that I wanted? Think about this. I'm on Twitch right now. I'm in the top 10. No. But right now, the latest report I saw from Forbes, that bastion of video game coverage, Call of Duty Modern Warfare, which I'm also playing right now, that is sixth on Twitch. Fortnite is ranked 8th. GT Online is ranked 12th. Fallout 76 does not crack that top 100, folks. In fact, Skyrim, which came out in 2011, hard to believe it was 8 years ago. It came out in 2011. That has more viewers. Skyrim has more viewers than Fallout 76. Now, Todd Howard, who runs it, Jeff Keighley, the Game Awards creator, they sat down together, they had an interview, they talked to Forbes, and they basically, to paraphrase, just saying, oh, we're all, you know, we listen to the fans and we give them what they want, and well, this is what we want. We just wanted it for free. Come on back.
Use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Are you still on the sidelines when you could be getting big pay to play? It's playoff season, leading up to the big game, and there's no better time to place your bet than right now. When you do, be sure you're betting with the best. BetDSI, one of the most reliable online sports books. NFL, NCAA, UFC, NBA, and more. BetDSI has super quick payouts and bonuses. And there's even a live feature that allows you to watch your team before you even bet. Now, for a limited time, they'll match any deposit you make up to $1,000. Play big. Win big. Join the winning team. Sign up at BetDSI.com. using promo code SCORE101. You'll more than double your bet. Don't leave money on the table. Log on to BetDSI.com and use our code SCORE101. That's BETDSI.com. Use code SCORE101. Do it today.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. I'm Rick Tittle, and it's great to have you with us. Downtown San Francisco, Sports Byline Studios. However you're receiving us, thanks for joining. And if you're new to the show, welcome. If you're a seasoned vet, appreciate your support over the years. Coming up in the next segment, I'll give away a brand new game, as I always do, with a very easy question. You just send your answer to Rick at sportsbyline.com, and I take the second winner. Also, at the end of the show, and we have just a couple minutes left, I give out a request for a cheat code to do a little digging for you, almost always for older games. I like the older games. They're still playing. Some people still have maybe the 2600. The Atari, that's their latest system. Maybe because they never moved on or they didn't care or they're poor or whatever. And it's, so listen, we're not rich. I can't have everything. Maybe that's your best system. So just send them to me, Rick at sportsbyline.com. Very interesting story out of China this week that I saw in PC Gamer. The Chinese government has announced a new crackdown to tackle what they think is video game addiction from their children. They have banned minors from playing online games between 10 p.m. and 8 a.m. This will affect every online gamer in China under 18 years of old of age, 18 years old. That's, but I'm not done. They will also be restricted to 90 minutes of online. Now, if you're playing a local game, they can't tell. But you'll be restricted to 90 minutes of online gaming during the week. Now, on the weekends or a public holiday, you can have 3 hours per day. 3 hours is barely enough time to get something going. 90 minutes per week. Now that's weekdays. So that's 5 divided by 90. That's brutal. But listen, the regulation that they have on the internet, the control that they have, maybe you're saying, you know what? I wish the good old US of A would do the same thing. I'm not saying that. Everything in moderation. Donuts, love them. What if I ate 50 donuts? That would not be good. It's called parenting, guardianship, whatever it is. There are six measures being taken in China, including curfew, time limits, and also spending caps as well. Another stricter rule is real name registration. Right now, that uses mobile phones, kids can sign up with their parents' names. So now the new rules will require players to provide valid identity information. What do you say? I'm 11 years old. Here's my mugshot. Now, game companies, they're not off the hook. Oh, no, not in China. No, Big Brother's watching because they will need to supervise their players too, because companies that don't meet these requirements, and they're going to give a limited time to get set up. It's not going to be overnight for them. But if they don't comply, their licenses to work these games online will be revoked. Now, the government is also looking into a new age rating system. They're also training parents, whatever that means, and teachers to work with children about their online habits. Now, like I said, I'm not trying to tease China or make fun of them or say it's draconian. But then again, it's a little bit draconian. So I guess I am. But what they're doing is they're doing the parenting for the parents, is what it is. So there was a representative from the State Press and Publication Administration, and they told Xinhua. Xinhua is like the old TASS during the Soviet Union. It is the state-run news agency. And it said, online gaming can satisfy people's need for what they call leisure of enriching spiritual and cultural life, but it claims that it also would affect the physical and mental health and also normal learning and life of minors. Now, this is far from the first time that China has tried to clamp down. Online games have been blamed for making children short-sighted. They have tried to curb the amount of time as well. In fact, 3 years ago, they proposed these same type of things, but they were always just propositions. And so in 2017, the state-run media attacked Tencent and their game Honor of Kings, and they pressured the publisher into restricting the amount of time minors could play, and that didn't stop it from becoming the highest-grossing mobile game of 2018. Now, there's a similar law right now in South Korea that was kind of scaled back a little bit. And it's a little more complicated than getting permission from your mom to play. But it's a touchy issue when you talk about gaming and censorship in Japan. Because in Japan, there are 350 million online gamers. That's basically the United States population. In fact, it's more. Every year, online gaming in China creates $16 billion in revenue. That's greater than the GDP, the gross domestic product, of 90 other countries in the world. But the Chinese gaming scene is often misunderstood because it can be isolated. Think about this. 25% of Steam users set their language to simplified Chinese. Okay, we know there's Mandarin and Cantonese, but just simplified Chinese. That means a quarter of all Steam players speak Chinese, a quarter. They're also, Chinese players download a whopping 40 petabytes of Steam games every week. Steam is not supposed to be accessible in China, if you can think about that as well. But how the PC gaming took over is that the State Council of China's communist government, they went to war on the video game industry in the year 2000. And consoles got banned, arcade games got bad, they were warping the minds of their children, they thought, and they made buying hardware so difficult. But this is what they said. You want games? Let's make the games here. Not Japan, not the United States, not European studios. Look at League of Legends. It's such a global phenomenon, partly because of its incredible success in China. Now, how is that possible? Riot Games made League of Legends. You can't have an American company in there. Oh, no. Tencent went and bought Riot Games. Aha. So now Riot Games is technically a Chinese company. So if you think about... And by the way, PC gaming is the dominant way to play games in China. And it's a trend driven by a voraciously competitive esports scene that has accounted for over 40% of the PC games revenue last year. Think about the gold farming that goes on in some of these games. And we've seen this years ago. There's a documentary. I had the documentary on the show. We gave it away on the air, the movie. But there are some people, there's massive warehouses where people are gold farming. And what that is, if you don't know, if things can equal to real money in real games, they'll have people just get those things. And you can tell when a player is just gold farming. Like if you look on Craigslist, you can probably find a 50-level paladin with a horse with armor that, you know, time is money. It took the guy 2 years to get it, and he'll sell it to you for $400. And now you have it. I have a game on my phone. It's this Game Show Network casino thing. And $1 million in fake money is cost you $100 to buy. why would you spend real money to gamble with fake money? I'll never know who does that. Plus, they give you $1,000 every day, which every hour, I should say, which you can use. Now, I have $44 million in that game that I've won gambling. You know how much I'd love to trade it in for $4,400? Well, I can't. So China censors their games. There are some massive, great internet firewalls. You know, if you think about, like, if you wanted to see Bohemian Rhapsody in China, heavily censored. It removed all references to Freddie Mercury being homosexual, all references to drug use. I don't know what they showed, just the songs, I guess, in that movie. But they have a prohibition against foreign investment. That's what they want. And one of the stipulations on their censorship is nothing that propagates evil cults or superstitions. Well, that's a lot of nothing that divulges state secrets, endangers national security, or damages the dignity or interests of the nation. Remember Daryl Morey, the GM of the Houston Rockets, tweeted out, you know, stand with Hong Kong or something. And they wanted him fired. And now NBA games apparently aren't on TV in China. They run a tight ship over there in Red China. All right. Like we didn't know. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
And basketball seasons are in full swing. So get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, betonline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit to start betting college or professional sports. Every spread, every total, every winner or loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. You can even bet on wild proposition bets like who will be the first head coach to get fired, or who will win the NBA MVP? Get the fastest-to-market odds, updates, and payouts with our new sportsbook partners, betonline.ag. Head over to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use promo code COACH55. That's COACH55 to receive your 50% welcome bonus. Betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
Men, if you want to pee easier, listen to this. A new Nobel Prize discovery was just proven in a clinical trial to help men pee 241% more, ending multiple trips to the bathroom and the constant urge to go. This breakthrough is finally available in a pill called Prostavive LS, developed by famed men's health expert Dr. Al Sears. And for a limited time, you can get a free bottle. Call 800-769-8155. Patients who've taken Prostavive LS are singing its praises.
Hi, my name is Paul, and I'm 73 years old. I used to get up multiple times a night to go to the bathroom, but after taking Prostavive LS, I now sleep through the night.
Prostavive LS does not require a prescription, and there are no side effects. But this free bottle is not available in stores. Call 800-769-8155 to get your free bottle of this Nobel Prize-winning discovery proven in clinical trials to help men pee 241% more. That's 800-769-8155.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you. 1-800-878-PLAY, y'all. 40 after, time to give away a brand new game. Send your answer to the question, rick@sportsbyline.com. I'll give it away to the second correct answer. The game I'm giving away is called Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3, The Black Order. This is for the Switch, y'all. Switch exclusive, how about that? A super-powered brawl that delivers an impressive number of characters. Heroes and villains, great musical score, character voices, and all sorts of stuff like that. Developed by Koei Tecmo and Team Ninja for the publisher, Nintendo. Aha, no wonder it's on the Switch, right? My question is, Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3, The Black Order, what would be a good name for a sequel? Now, if you say Pets 9, that would be wrong. Anything close, I can think of an easy one after 3. But let me know, rick@sportsbyline.com, second correct answer. We'll get the game for the Switch. And you got Thanos, of course. He wants half the universe, all life, wiped out, and they try to stop him from gathering the Infinity Gems. You know the story. The ragtag group, Guardians of the Galaxy, as they come in, and there's a lot of combat, kind of similar to the other Ultimate Alliance games that you've seen. And this is a game that I think is got a high replay value because there's, you know, the levels aren't anything that are going to blow you away. But they do look like they're right out of a comic book. The graphics, I mean, they're pretty good. And you can replay levels as well, which is cute. And you can get a shot of XP right out of a cube sometimes. So whether you're Captain America or whoever you're going with at the time, just send me the answer. What's the sequel to Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3, The Black Order? And that game will be on its way to you. One other thing before we move on. And by the way, I got the release dates and the new games coming out this week. Just one more note about Chinese PC gamers who have long been familiar, if they know, they probably don't know, how these games have to conform. When Blizzard launched World of Warcraft and they started playing it in China, and this is the time before they had some of these rules, but they famously changed the appearance of the Forsaken race to make them look less dead. And the reason is, as I said, they don't have an ESRB. So the games have to be appropriate for all ages, every game. So what does that mean? Well, when Tencent tried so hard to monetize the mobile version of PUBG, it re-released PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds mobile as a kind of a shadow game called Game for Peace, which was ridiculously patriotic. And it was, they went out of their way to make sure Chinese censors wouldn't get on it. Instead of blood, players emit bright flashes of life. And when players are killed, they don't die. They joyfully wave goodbye in the game. Crazy. And how about this? In a battle royale, the last five players win. Not one. The last five players win. It's just, I don't know. It's just nothing short of a disaster at times. But, you know, there was a time when they shut down World of Warcraft for a few months last year. You might remember it was called the Great Video Game Freeze, and they tried to shrink the industry, and Tencent said during that freeze that they lost $190 billion in market value. That seemed a bit high to me. I mean, I don't understand business. not one iota, but $190 billion. Are you really worth that? I don't know. As I said, steam is an enigma in China. Despite these great lengths of the Chinese government to keep it out, it is still accessible to Chinese users. And everybody knows it's there, and for some reason they still can't shut it down, or they don't feel like shutting it down. And that's why steam in some places can still remain uncensored in China. All right. God bless America, I'm proud to be in America. Anyway, 1-800-878-PLAY. Before we get to the new releases, I noticed in my PS4 that there was a massive download for Battlefield 5. Now, I have not played Battlefield 5 for months and months and months. No one loved Battlefield 4 and 1 more than me. Love Battlefield 1. I'd play it right now and be so happy. Put me in the corner and 6 hours would go by. Battlefield 5, I was disappointed with. I didn't like the graphics. It just didn't have the same feel as the other games. But I saw the download, which was called War in the Pacific, and I couldn't help it. I had to try it. And you've got some new factions, obviously. Remember, it was always British, German, Russian. Now you got Americans in the Pacific Theater of Operations, the PTO, and you have the Empire of Japan in World War II. And you will deploy a lot of their historic hardware as well. First of all, a couple of maps. Iwo Jima. And that automatically makes me think of Battlefield 1943. And also Wake Island, which is coming in December. So it's Iwo Jima and another place just called Pacific Storm, which is like sunny tropical beaches. But Iwo Jima, the Black Sands, Mount Suribachi, the whole thing. We know about Iwo Jima. There was a Marine Corps division created just for, what is it, the 5th Division? Just to attack Iwo Jima. But you will get, you know, the classic 8th round ping from a M1 Garand when the bandolier pops out. You're going to get the Type 99 Arisaka. You're going to get a Japanese SMG, which looks kind of like a Sten, the Type 100. You got the M1919A6. That's a light machine gun as well. It doesn't aim down sights, by the way. But Grease Gun, Nabu, Type 2A, Type 97, M1918A2. A lot of these are out there. Your Jungle Carbine, Type 94, Model 27. Those are your sidearms. And then you get two new battle pickups. One of them is the Katana, or a lot of people would call it the samurai sword, and the other one is the flamethrower. And I can tell you I have not got the flamethrower yet. But you can also get into a Sherman tank, the old M4, and get on the main cannons or the machine gun on the top or inside. And the Japanese equivalent is the Type 97, which is a little bit smaller. But you can unlock some specializations as well. Getting A to B is crucial. You have an agile LVT, landing vehicle tank. You got a Kami light amphibious tank as well. You got a dinghy that can get you around. You can unlock specializations there as well. But you can call in some reinforcements. The U.S. side can unleash the Sherman Calliope, a rocket barrage tank, bring in devastation. The Americans can see reinforcements like the JB-2 rocket, supply drop, smoke garage, barrage. If you're a Japanese soldier, you get the same pre-existing reinforcements except with the Ki-147 IGO rocket, JB-2 equivalent rocket barrage as well, which is the same as the Calliope. And then a couple of elites. Jack Culver is the name of one guy. I was kind of thinking it may be they throw it out to Manila John, if you think about what he did in Manila and Iwo Jima. And then Keisuke Nakamura. the fearless Japanese Marine as well. Chapter rewards, weekly challenges are all there. I played it a little bit, a few hours. Great maps. I just, like I said, I'm not a big fan of the graphics, but they're just a little bit, I don't know, they're just a little bit goofy. They don't feel as tight and clean like World War One or Battlefield One, I should say. But it's just, I don't know, not a lot of fun. I don't know. It's just because there's just something that didn't have that je ne sais quoi. I'll play it a little bit more because I was playing on Iwo and I played a little bit on those other islands. But, you know, if I think about the sort of island chapter you had in Battlefield 4, which was way more fun. But I'll give it another try because I like these games that keep on giving. All right, that's Battlefield 5, War in the Pacific. Let's take a look at the new games coming out this week, Tuesday releases, unless otherwise noticed. And by the way, a shout out to our troops for Veterans Day, Armistice Day, 11th hour of the 11th month of the 11th day. I mean, it's going back to World War One and our doughboys. Always, I was just last month at the Arc de Triomphe and the Etoile de Champs-Élysées in Paris, and I saw the Unknown Soldier flame for them, for the Poilu, the Marie-Louise, and all that. So always a shout-out for our troops ever since then all the way till now, especially if you think about 101 years since the war ended. All right, Truck Driver, a PC simulation coming out. Also, Romancing Saga 3, Switch, Xbox One, PC, Vita, PS4, and RPG. How about that? A new game for the PC, for the Vita. The Mims, beginning the Switch. Sparklight, Xbox One, Switch, PC, Mac. Gollum, this is a PS4 adventure game. Last Labyrinth, PS4 and PC. The Legend of Dumbo. Oh, sorry, Bumbo. Bumbo, and it's got a cash symbol, so I guess you're a bum. That's a PC. They call it an RPG. Age of Empires 2, Definitive Edition. That's on the PC. Black Sod, Under the Skin, on the PC. Paranoia, Happiness Is, PS4, Xbox, and PC. Rocket Wars, this is coming to the Switch. Star Titan is a phone game, iPhone and Android. Bee Simulator, Xbox One, Switch, PC, and PS4. Yes, you are a bee. You're pulling honey. You're making honey. You're getting pollen and stinging things. Have at it. Frompto, a PC racing game, which looks like black and white drawings. Stormland on the PC. Trax, the train set game on Xbox One. Tokyo Ghoul Re: Call to Exist, PS4 and PC. The Sims 4 Discovery, that is a expansion pack. Mac, PC, PS4, Xbox One. Astroneer, kind of looks like Pilot Wings on the PS4, that's a DLC game. Star Wars Jedi The Fallen Order, that is Xbox One, PC, and PS4. That's going to be a Friday release. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll come on back in the video game review.
MoneyNow 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com.
If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you. It is time for the cheat codes. Send your requests to rick@sportsbyline.com. This one is from Benjamin, who writes in from Modesto, California, and says, Rick, Ultimate Spider-Man on the PS2, do you have cheats for it? Yes, I do. The PS2, gotta love it. You got one of the original ones? You got one of those little really thin kind of cheapo ones? Whatever, they all work, I hope. The Ultimate Spider-Man, by the way, when I got my PS2, that was like such a coup. That was a hard thing to get, man. Here we go. How about this? Every character in the game. Pause the game and select controller setup from the options. Press right, down, left, up, left, right. Once again, pause the game and select controller setup from the options. Press right, down, left, up, left, right, and you will get every character in the Ultimate Spider-Man game on the PS2. Boom. Just like that. We're done. I saw a couple of the cheats for it, and it was like for, skins and things. I always look for God mode or, infallibility or anything else like that, but that was the best one. Thanks for writing in. Thanks to everybody who writes in. You can write me all week if you want. I'll be at rick@sportsbyline.com. Coming up next, sports talk.